The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here, yet again with another edition of the Just Veggies podcast. If you don't know who I am also the author of the blog of the same name, Just Veggies, that you can find right here at plantersplace.com. I am happy to have you joining us today. What will be the conversation of today? Well, we are talking about a new tool that I have just recently discovered. It is called the Earth Lifter Tool, and it's going to make your life a lot easier, especially if you have some aches and pains. So if you have a bad back or just find it difficult to perform any sort of lifting and pulling tasks in the garden, this Earth Lifter Tool is going to help you with that. So I was able to test drive this Earth Lifter Tool while attending a trade show quite recently. So the tool uses its form and physics, actual physics, to allow you to use less effort when going about your digging and pulling chores in the garden. And you know what that means? That means you can work in your garden even if you think your body doesn't have the strength to do it, which means you might have gotten an injury. You can work through that quite easily. You might be a little bit older and think you can't garden anymore. You can still get out in the garden. So how does this Earth Lifter Tool work? Well, it's a deceptively simple tool. This is what it looks like. It's a shaft with, on one end of it, it's a garden fork or a spading fork. It looks like a fork. It has tines and has really strong tines. This is a 120 or 1020 hollow steel shaft. And where the tines meet the shaft, there is this U-shaped extension. So it's a piece of tubing along the shaft that acts as a rolling fulcrum. What's a rolling fulcrum? Well, a fulcrum, if you think back to your physics class or engineering class, a fulcrum is the pivot around which a lever turns. So here's an example, a seesaw. A seesaw is an example of a fulcrum and a lever. So the triangle base upon which the board that you're sitting on rests, that is the fulcrum, and the board is the lever. So if you were to push down on one end, the person sitting on one end of the seesaw, and if that person is in the down position, that is the load, that is the weight that needs to be lifted. And the person up in the air at the other end is the effort. The person up in the air exerts effort downward and along the length of the lever to lift the load at the other end. Does that make sense? You're pushing down to lift up. Okay, so this Earth Lifter Tool works similarly. If you look at the Earth Lifter as a lever, which is the shaft, and the fulcrum, which is that U-shaped extension, that's what that is, but then you have the load and the effort. The load is whatever you're trying to exert out or lift out of the ground. So that U-shaped piece attached to the Earth Lifter shaft, that's that upside down triangle base that is the fulcrum. The shaft is the lever, as I mentioned. Insert the tines into the ground to the point where the fulcrum is. Okay? Picture that in your head. Whatever resistance the tines meet, that's the load. The stuff in the ground is the load. Now you press down on the shaft's handle, and that's your effort. And it is the effort that will lift whatever the load is on the other end. Does that make sense? Okay, so compare that process to what you might do with a traditional garden fork. right? You insert the tines of a garden fork into the ground to about that same level as the earth lifter. So right up maybe to the top of where the tines are, where the tines meet the shaft, or maybe a little bit less. So at that point, you would have to bring one hand midway down the shaft, or maybe a little bit lower, and that requires you to bend your knees, bend your spine, hunker down, right? And then that arm that is halfway down or lower on the shaft, that is acting as the fulcrum. Around that point is where you will be lifting up. That is the fulcrum that you will use to loosen the soil. So then you loosen the soil, then your whole body engages to pull that weight up. You're lifting with your knees, you're lifting with your back, which you shouldn't be doing, you're lifting with your arms. However, with the earth lifter tool, you're pushing down instead of lifting up. Sure, there's going to be a little bit lifting, and once you get whatever you're dislodging out of the ground, you're going to be lifting that up a little bit and maybe placing it to the side. But that major resistance, whatever is kind of stuck in the ground and you're trying to lift up, the earth lifter is helping you overcome that with less effort on your part. I've tried it. It works. Okay, so what can you do with this earth lifter, right? Well, you can use it for whatever you might use a garden fork for, right? So for instance, you can loosen and dig up your tubers or bulbs. So your potatoes, your sweet potatoes, your turnips, your garlic, your dahlias. What else are you digging up? You are digging up perennials for your spring divisions. You are digging up all those hostas that are just taking over your yard and going to divide them up in the springtime. You are also digging up some weeds that have tremendous giant root balls. I have a garden full of those right now, and I wish I had an earth lifter. But alas, I do not. So the great thing about the earth lifter is that it is allowing people who believe that their strength has waned, or their strength has actually waned, people who have bad backs, people who have bad knees, or just an inability to use their hands or arms to their once full extent. It allows these folks to actually tackle difficult digging tasks with less effort. I met the inventor, great guy. He himself has a hand injury, and that injury left him not able to grasp with one hand. So that injury prompted him to find a solution for his digging needs. He was a big gardener, and he just needed something out in the garden. He's also an engineer. So he, you know, put his mind to work, and he came up with the earth lifter tool. So if you or someone you know are finding certain garden tasks to be more effortful than in previous years, or you've just never been able to get out in the garden to do these tasks, the earth lifter is going to help you get there. Now, you can go out and try to find the earth lifter at a local retailer. I would suggest an independent garden center, and if they don't have it, you can ask them to look into it and say you heard it from me. Also, you can head over to earthlifter.com, and I believe you can purchase one on their site. And I hope you do consider that. Okay, that's it for me and for the earth lifter tool. And I hope you have a great day out in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.